Now, Palestinians in the Gaza Strip suffer more death and destruction as Israeli warplanes keep pounding the besieged territory. The Italian Tower complex and a UN-run school sheltering Palestinian refugees are the latest targets of the Israeli attacks. Now, at least 20 Palestinians have been injured in the attack on an Italian tower in Al-Nasr neighborhood. Well, Palestinian media reports say several people also injured in an attack on the school in Jabalia, north of Gaza City. Several UN-run schools have been hit since Israel launched its deadly offensive last month. On Monday, four Palestinians were killed and a number of others injured in multiple airstrikes across Gaza. The ongoing Israeli onslaught has pushed the Gaza debt toll to over 2,130. Nearly 570 of them are children. Over 11,000 others have been injured. Meanwhile, Hamas's military wing, the Qassam Brigades, has captured an Israeli drone in Shajaiya district. Those are live images you're seeing. Apologies there. Those are some of the latest pictures coming out of the Gaza Strip regarding the recent attacks by Israel. According to reports, it's an Italian tower that was... Now, those are live images you're seeing coming out of the Gaza Strip. Attacks are continuing, as you can tell. It is during the night times that we see an escalation of the pounding of the coastal enclave, another building there targeted by Israel. This is just a few moments ago, an Italian tower in Gaza City was targeted, along with an UNRWA school which was sheltering refugees. We will get you more details on the exact location of this current location of the attack. Plumes of smoke rising from the horizon there in the Gaza Strip as Israel continues its escalation of violence on the Palestinian population in the enclave. Our correspondent Hisham Mahanna is now joining us live from the Gaza Strip. Hisham, we just saw the Israeli onslaught continuing, airstrikes as well as shelling continues on the Gaza Strip, an Italian tower, UNRWA school, and now we just saw another building collapsing right there on our television screens. Tell us a bit more about the latest.
Actually, this building has also been targeted for the sixth time right few seconds ago. This is the sixth time the same very building, the Italian complex tower, is targeted. This it happened that at exactly 11:40 p.m. Gaza local time, several civilians inside that building received eviction notes by the Israeli army telling them to leave immediately because they will destroy the building in few minutes. They rushed also and warned the people around them because this building is surrounded with multiple buildings. One of them is a 14-story tower right next to it. They are less than 10 meters away from each other. The Italian tower was targeted by three drone missiles, warning missiles. They cut the power of it and destroyed the topmost roof building in the building. And then an Israeli F-16s hit the building's bases from the southern part. Maybe you have some footage about that. And then afterwards, it was hit also by a drone missile. And afterwards, at exactly after midnight, 10 minutes after midnight, it was hit with several explosions, explosive heavy missiles. This is the first time actually we witnessed such a massive and loud and strong explosion like that. It destroyed the western half of the building. Now the building is half of it is gone. Afterwards also it was hit by another drone missile, and it was followed by an F-16 missile. Maybe the tower is now completely destroyed. This tower doesn't only include apartments or housing apartments, it also includes commercial shops downstairs with several cafes on the ground. It's one of the most densely populated area and neighborhoods in Gaza City. It's called Al-Nasr neighborhood. Now the families who used to stay in that tower, who it happens actually that some of them fled from Beit Hanun crisis area in order to take refuge in that tower with their relatives, friends, and others, and they fled to Al-Nasr Hospital, Al-Nasr Children Hospital, which is less than 500 meters away from that building. I could reach one of the civilians there, who happens to be one of my friends living in that tower, and I could hear the sound of the explosion of the first drone missile over the phone. We watched this several attackings from this window, and it was completely horrific. It was very frightening. Now the people are still taking refuge in that hospital, and they told me that the shrapnel could reach them from that area, so they are not also safe in the hospital. This hospital has also several casualties, including children, due to the incursion of the Gaza Strip since the beginning of this offensive. Also, different towers in Gaza Strip have received eviction notes. One of them is called Zobor building in Rafah. It hasn't been confirmed yet, but the people there evacuated the building immediately once they heard about what happened with this tower. And on last Saturday with the Zafar 4 tower, Israel now is targeting the towers in Gaza Strip, destroying tens and tens of the housing apartments and displacing hundreds of families now. At least 500
Hisham,
people fled.
Just for clarification purposes, this Italian tower, what was it housing? Was it just a residential tower? Did it have offices? What was it exactly?
This tower was a gift, actually, from the Italian government. It was a project out of four towers of the same structure based on several commercial shops and offices. It was only one tower that was constructed, and the rest were cancelled, but this tower includes housing apartments, includes offices, and downstairs there are several cafes and commercial shops. So it's not just that the housing apartments, people lost also their business due to the destruction of that building. The estimated loss is huge. Also, as well, the estimated loss and cost of removing the rubble from such big buildings and locations costs a lot of money, takes a lot of effort and time. So Israel is not just destroying one building. That destruction would carry severe consequences that would cause a lot of money, a lot of time, and a lot of effort to get rid of the rubble from these towers, just like the same that happened with Zafar 4 building last Saturday. This kind of attack is very dangerous. It targets hundreds of civilians now and tens of families. Nobody could imagine that they would witness a day where they see the towers of Gaza Strip collapse in a moment, in a matter of few moments. There is still now, until now, several attacking in the Gaza Strip all around. We receive reports coming from the north of Gaza Strip as many houses have been destroyed due to the bombardments. This is a very, very deadly night. It's a crazy night now for the civilians in Gaza Strip. And all the people who live in the different other towers in the Gaza City are now fearing that they might be the next target.
Okay, Press TV's Hisham Mahanna, they're reporting from Gaza. Hisham, thanks very much indeed. Of course, Press TV will bring you live updates on the situation in Gaza, our correspondent standing by on the ground. And of course, let's not forget, nighttime, as our correspondent just pointed out, sees a massive escalation in Israeli attacks on the besieged enclave.